And welcome into a Black Monday edition of Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. Mm-hmm. It hits here in Jacksonville. It was the first this morning. Just after 8 o'clock, the announcement that Gene Smith is no longer the general manager of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yep. Huge news for this franchise.
Well, it's huge news, and, you know, this is not a day for joy or celebration. I mean, I know fans expected this. It was coming for a long time. But Gene Smith, the guy who gave his heart and soul to this organization for, you know, since the beginning, didn't work out, but, you know, fond farewell.
Search begins immediately for his replacement, but let's talk a little more about Gene's mm-hmm. tenure here. And most notably, the last 4 years didn't pan out like everybody thought.
No, it didn't, and it's really a case where sometimes even the best laid plans, the hardest work in the NFL, doesn't always work. You know, they haven't gotten the quarterback situation fixed yet. That usually spells trouble for a GM. Maybe it'll solve itself in the future, but so far it hasn't, and that often leads to this kind of season.
What's the future for Gene? Will he have a role in the league somewhere?
I don't think there's any question. I mean, I get questions all the time about Gene. The fans were understandably frustrated this year and said, oh, this guy, he's terrible, he's this, he's that. He's not a terrible football man. He's a good football man. I expect him to get a job very quickly, and I'll probably have a lot of success going forward.
Mike Mularkey, head coach, had to face the media today after a 2-14 record here in 2012. Packed room, first of all.
Sure.
And there were a lot of questions about his future and how it ties to Gene Smith. What's the story
Well,
there?
And a lot of questions that I think the best way to say is we don't know the answer to yet. He said he spoke with Shad this morning. His status didn't come up. They talked about Gene. And basically Mike's taking the approach, he's the coach until he's told he's not the coach. And as of right now, he's the coach. And I don't know that we know any more than that yet. It may be tied to the new GM. It may not. We just don't know.
And we don't know the timing of it either. It could be a day from now. It could be 2 weeks from
Absolutely.
Now. Right?
I mean, it's one of those awkward situations in the NFL where everything's fluid. And until there's more answers on what's next, this is what it is.
Today was clean-out day in the locker room. All the players were back for their final physicals, a final team meeting, and to clean out their locker room going into the offseason. Mm-hmm. It was open to the media today, too, and obviously some mixed emotions about everything.
Well, getaway day is always an odd day because, you know, you don't have getaway day after a Super Bowl, and that's the only time the getaway day is happy because otherwise everything didn't work out the way you wanted to. Clearly, this was that this season. But there was also a lot of talk about Gene. The players, most of those players in that locker room were either brought in or Gene made a decision to keep them. So they have ties to him. He believed in them and they believed in him. So it's a tough day. And I'd say there's some sadness. There's a lot of respect for Gene. And at the same time, they all know this is a business. And when this sort of thing happens, when you have 2-14, something's going to change. That wasn't unexpected. But it's not a happy day for players because there's a respect for Gene Smith in that locker room.
I felt like Gene has done an outstanding job. He works harder than anybody, and it's not his fault that we had the season that we did. So that's disappointing. But, you know, you have to win and perform on the field, and when you don't, things like this happen.
Gene Smith being a guy that brought me in, I'll forever be indebted to him because he took that chance on me. So I'm just blessed to be here and have this opportunity.
Well, from a personal standpoint, you know, I'm sad to see him go. I mean, like you said, he gave me a shot in this league. You know, he believed in me when nobody else did. So I owe a lot to him. But obviously this is a production business, you know, and our record speaks for itself.
And moving forward, whoever the next general manager is, mm-hmm. a lot of the players know they may or may not be back around here.
Yeah, well, you talk to players, and I talked to Paul Posluszny for a long time about this, and he said, you know, Gene brought me in. You know, and Gene believed in him. It's a story for a lot of guys in that locker room. Gene believed in them enough to bring him here. So the new GM will come in. It's not going to be personal. It's just going to be a look at this guy and say, does he fit? Most of those guys in that locker room don't know.
It's a tough day, John, but
it is.
Good work. Thank you.
Thank you, JP.
That's it for Inside the Jaguars. Back with you next time here on Jaguars.com.